This is KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. It is 4 p.m. and time again for Everything Under the Sun. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley, editor of The Soper Sun. And joining me here in studio today, we have Matt Eames, who's the studio and gallery manager at the Carbondale Clay Center.
Hey, everyone. Thanks, Raleigh.
And we also have artist James Searles, who's well-known in the area and throughout the country, and was a former board member of the Carbondale Clay Center, who is still a big supporter and one stop along a upcoming Artbound premiere tour throughout the kind of the Mid-Valley here, up to Missouri Heights. And this is a fundraising tour for the Carbondale Clay Center, so we're going to talk a little bit about that event coming up this Saturday, as well as some of the exciting news from the Clay Center.
Variety of things, yeah.
So let's kick it off by beginning around the exciting news of the Clay Center, because that'll be the elephant in the room otherwise.
Sure.
On First Friday, you unveiled the new design for a new building. And James, before we got on the radio today, you were informing me that a dream of a new building has been on the table for a long time, but it's taken time to become tangible, as you said.
Yeah, I think 20 years ago that was being discussed, and the fact that it's getting to this point is grand. Mm-hmm. It's a very grand thing for a community.
And did you see the new design?
I haven't seen it in its entirety yet, no.
Okay. Yeah, well, Matt, why don't you then tell us a little bit about that design and also the need for a new building?
Sure. Yeah, so we've been working with CCY Architects and Two Fork Ventures. And those two organizations, businesses, have helped us put together a really great new visual, exciting version of the Clay Center. We have, as James mentioned, we've been growing and kind of always pushing at the seams, kind of like bursting in a way for a long time. So this has been a long time coming. We really needed to push it, you know, the last 4 or 5 years, because we have noticed such a vibrant arts community that is so interested in all of the arts that we have out here, including the Clay Center. When we started to see classes get long wait lists that we couldn't accommodate, and people having to wait long periods in time before they could even get into a class at the Clay Center, you know, they'd sell out in minutes sometimes. You know, seeing those kind of that kind of demand, that kind of interest, really was fueling this kind of topic and this discussion of what the Clay Center needs, how we need to grow, and how we need to advance the entire organization for the future. So knowing that we operate out of, you know, roughly in the maybe a little less than 3,000 square feet, you know, if we include some of those outdoor spaces, we've really pushed the limits of what we currently have for that space. So we worked with, again, CCY and Two Forks, and we came up with this really exciting new building that will I think just about triple what we have and what the capabilities of what we're trying to do, and how we can work with the community, you know, increasing our outreach to be much more active, increasing our class numbers, increasing studio spaces, increasing gallery, literally increase across the board, because we feel and we know the demand is there and we want to serve the community better. So we're just excited to have got to this point, to have some great momentum from some donors throughout to get us very right in the 50% fundraising goal. So we're halfway about right now, and we are continue to push forward, you know, and making new friends and building new relationships left and right, so that we can build this Clay Center and keep pushing towards the future.
Great. And so you're now officially in the capital campaign for that new building.
Yes. Yes and no. I mean, it is like we're still in a lot of the aspects of cultivation, but we are in that capital campaign and we are raising those monies to support this this fund, this building, this organization in the future. We haven't gone fully public with that fundraising yet because we're still in those stages of, you know, naming opportunities and other things like that.
Right.
So we're you know, looking for that support, and we're going to continue to engage the community, and we're going to go public at, you know, throughout this whole process. And there's a lot coming this year.
Okay.
So
is there an official number you're striving for publicly yet, or is that still?
Yeah, it's if I recall correctly, it's $6 million was the goal, the target goal. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're saying about half of that already raised.
We have half of that already raised.
That's
yes.
awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, committed to the campaign.
Cool.
Yeah, so.
Well, and I'm sure you'll find those donors who are able to give more, and then mm-hmm. once you really go public, there'll be a lot of people who want to give what they can, and
absolutely.
And it'll help push you over.
And that's going to be really exciting, too, because I know the community is so supportive. We've engaged our community and communities surrounding us through all the different little organizations. And, you know, James is part of our community, but he's, mm-hmm. you know, as he was saying earlier, he doesn't work in clay. But mm-hmm. there's so many other artists that are just so supportive to our community. And so we're just engaging everyone. And we are overwhelmed and so appreciative by the outcry of support.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you that my only real venture into clay, I blew up the hole inside of a kiln. At SMU in Dallas. Back
unforgettable.
Back in the very early 70s, so I don't do clay. But I would like it known that my daughters do.
Okay.
And I have quite a few daughters, and three or four of them went to the Clay Center and had, took classes at the Clay Center. And that's really what it's about, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, it's not everybody's going to the Clay Center. You know, there are a lot of people that's not going to go down there and work. But boy, there's a lot of creative people that do,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that really builds something in the community that's worth supporting.
Mm. Yeah.
Even though I don't do clay, that's beside the point.
Right. You were on the board, so obviously you see that it's a really great medium. And you were saying earlier before we got on the air, it's accessible, and it was maybe the first sculpting medium for humanity.
Well, I think it was. I think maybe the first one was picking up a rock and turning it in their hand and saying, imbuing the stone with life.
Uh-huh.
But certainly right there with it, as they picked up the stone, they cupped their hands and got a drink of water, you know, and that started the whole thing about the vessel mm-hmm. and the right. cup. And the clay was, that was the source,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was... It's been around a long time and played an incredible role in human development.
Right. Cultures in every continent.
All over the planet, mm-hmm. you know, not just in Carbondale.
Right. Yeah. But we're at the edge.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to say one other thing real quick. One of the best shows I have seen in this valley, I mean, I'm talking about a show that came from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the artists didn't live here, but they... But their work was here. And Matt, I can't remember their names, but it was those two twins.
Kyle and Kelly Phelps from Ohio.
That was one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life. In there. I mean,
and those figurines, right? Like
the scenes
with people and a lot of symbology. I remember mm-hmm. that really well.
I mean, I just thought, to be honest with you, when I saw that I thought, man, they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Thank you.
That's living up to the goal,
mm-hmm.
bringing art like that here. It was major, and that's something else other than making a vessel. Mm-hmm. You know, that's two different things, but they both are hugely important. And the idea that the Clay Center maintains that kind of exhibition role.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you can go, you can see, it is there. That's extremely important to a community.
What is the mission of the Clay Center in a nutshell?
It's to enrich lives through the ceramic arts.
Okay, cool. So that involving bringing artists and then also teaching locals.
Yeah, every little aspect. I mean, it's... You know, as with all a lot of missions, they're rather broad. But for us, we're the Clay Center. We focus on clay, and
mm-hmm.
It's such a poetic comment that James makes. I mean, that show was so impactful, And that's exactly the kind of shows that we hope to have. That's exactly the kind of response we look to garner, not with just that show, but anything that we're trying to do. So that I'm greatly appreciative for you to say that, James, but it's also just really reassuring is mm-hmm. what it is. So
yeah. Well, for folks just tuning in, we are joined by Matt Eames, studio and gallery manager at the Carbondale Clay Center, as well as artist James Searles. And James is the final stop on this art-bound tour around to a few different studios, as well as the Powers Art Center this Saturday. So let's shift gears and talk a little bit about this new event. The Party Bus is coming to town.
Yeah.
And people will board around 1 p.m.
Yep, at the Clay Center.
Yeah, Matt, take it away.
So we're going to go to three different studios. Powers Art Center, I guess that's more than just a studio, but John Powers and Kimiko Powers and their collection of pop art, primarily Jasper Johns.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a really incredible experience. Even just the building itself is actually phenomenal, but it's such a beautiful display of this sect of art. And so we're starting there. We're hopping on the Party Bus, moving on over there. Then we go to Will Young and Alicia Matazans. Oh, wait. Alicia Matazans de las Jeras, private studio at their house. And so we're going to check out what they have going on. And then after that, we'll wrap it up with James at a reception there, in which the community is invited to come and check out and see what James is doing up there. And we'll talk more about the campaign. We'll also have some renderings and things like that to take a look at. Just another way to engage another part of our community so we can continue to build so many more friends and so many more excited individuals. And those relationships are what the Clay Center thrives on. So we're just excited to make new friends and make new relationships and see some old friends and see what James has going on up there.
Yeah, well, we have a little time, so I'd love to talk about each of those stops in more depth. I know the Powers Arts Center is sort of it's like a hidden little secret for a lot of people in the Valley who might blaze up to Aspen or down to Glenwood and pass it on Highway 82, but it's tucked a little bit back there.
Yeah.
And you'd have no idea that there's this world-class art museum.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the building, super beautiful. And I believe they just opened a new exhibition that is Jasper Johns. And it's a cool space to know about. It's open to the public a few days a week. And you can go to the museum. There's a library there. So for anyone who hasn't been, this is a great opportunity to experience it.
Yeah. We still have a few seats left on the bus.
Okay.
I think there's like four or five or something like that, last I heard.
Got to act quick.
Yeah. So that's $100 to hop on the bus and go to these different locations. But yeah, the Powers first stop, as Raleigh was saying, it's actually really incredible. If I am correct in the understanding, John Powers is one of the biggest, if not potentially the biggest collector of pop art, specifically Jasper Johns.
Okay.
And the amount of works that he has is so expansive that you only get like a window, you only get a snippet, but they do rotate it every year. And then they bring in, you know, another featured kind of artist in one specific room. You know, it's really actually lovely. It's a great, it's really a great experience. So, if you haven't been and, you know, you want to jump on this tour, phenomenal. We'd love to have you. Even if you can't make this tour, it's definitely a stop to go check out.
Yeah.
Its grounds is absolutely great. I will tell you, I covet the grounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's very beautiful around it. And even if you just went up to view and didn't even go in and see the art, it's worth going to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth doing just on that level.
Yeah.
But the art shows a very distinct strata of American art. It's a period. It's a time with a beginning and a happening and then an end. You know, that art's not being made anymore. Which is always puts it within a kind of a particular context.
Mm-hmm. Well, and James, what can you tell us about the next stop? I know Will and Alicia are known to you. You were mentioning some of their work earlier.
Well, I have seen her work. I mean, I'm familiar with her work.
Okay.
I was telling Matt earlier that my 30-something-year-old daughter, when she was like in second grade, third grade or fourth grade, Alicia was teaching her how to Spanish dance.
Oh, cool.
And they had a stage presentation. I mean, it was a very serious attempt at dancing, and she was incredibly good at it and a teacher.
Okay.
And she also makes art. I think that will be more likely. I don't think you're going to go see her dance.
Maybe she'll dance.
Well, she might. You never know.
Yeah.
But
she's pretty brave, so she very well might.
Okay. I hope she does. That sounds beautiful. And also her paintings are sure to be on display.
Yeah, absolutely. Her paintings. And then Will is a ceramic artist primarily. He is the one of the lead designers on the project from CCY, so he's an architect.
Oh, for your new building.
Yeah, for our new building. So, but he also is a clay artist, so that's been a really engaging, wonderful experience to have someone who also understands our medium a little bit and has worked in it and continues to make in clay to also help us design this building. Mm-hmm. His understanding has been really pivotal to how we have worked through some of the spaces at the Clay Center.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been really wonderful to have. So they have that shared studio space where I think his ceramics works will be on display. It references here that he also works in bronze and glass and steel and wood in addition to ceramics. So he's kind of a jack of all trades in that sculptural, maybe more tactile medium, three-dimensional mediums. And Alicia, although does do some ceramics and other sculptural things, more is painting and caustic and also works in some sculpture. So we'll see what she's got going on as well in her studio. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what they have work in.
And the final stop on the tour.
Final stop.
Would be James Searles, the very man right here, his studio. So you can tell us lots about what you will have on display or what you look forward to showing people about that property and your home there and the artwork that you have.
Well, keep in mind, mine is not as of yet ended. It's still going, so the strata is not complete. But at my age, I will tell you, I'm not as fast as I used to be. Mm. But I have a full body of work in play right now. So when you do, when you come, you will see it. And
in progress, like
coming
together.
Absolutely, in the middle of the progress.
Very cool.
But it's far enough along that with some degree of explanation, you can visualize the finished piece. So,
are there a few?
I bought a 36,000-pound cottonwood log from Grand Junction that came out of the Gunnison Valley. It grew this. It was 11 foot in diameter and had three huge limbs that forked up from it. And we brought it over on one of those trucks that carry bulldozers.
So you brought it intact?
I bought it intact. It was delivered intact. We lowered it with a crane, and then I spent several weeks cutting it up with a helper who could actually hold a chainsaw about the size of a Volkswagen. but you can see all of that. It's all in progress.
Wow.
And there's a there's several things there that's really interesting, plus years and years and years of work.
Mm-hmm.
My studio is so packed full of work that it becomes a jungle in a sense.
Well, and Matt was sharing with us earlier that reception is open by donation for folks who want to go. And at four,
is it
some, like, should they meet there or is there a shuttle that's going to take them there?
They should meet at James Searles. We have some information on our website, carbondaleclay.org, that will direct folks towards his shop, his studio. Mm-hmm. And there is some parking available, and I think people park maybe a little bit on the street, but it's got a...
Probably a county road. And
yeah, but we don't do that any more than absolutely necessary. Okay. But there we can accommodate 50 cars.
Oh, there we go.
I don't anticipate an issue with that.
Well, really exciting for people who couldn't do the whole tour that they can go there and and see your work, James. And you mentioned, Matt, there'll also be a display of the renderings of the new building.
Yeah, we'll have that on display. We'll have all the different the renderings, some larger. We'll have kind of the packet of materials that is involved with it and what kind of we're doing with this new facility. And, just, again, showing off all the incredible work that all of our team has been doing for a couple of years now, culminating to this point. And so, yeah.
Well, on a complete side note, I will throw in a weed, so to speak, here.
Go for it.
My neighbor, Don Flack, it's his 90th birthday on that day.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
And he was going to have a party at the GOAT. And I told him I couldn't come because I was doing this thing at the Clay Center, you know.
Oh.
So there's all kinds of things that happen in life. I mean, and there's a lot of good things in a lot of spots and a lot of places, and life is very complicated. But I love the guy. He's really an incredible neighbor and an incredible friend. And so I'm trying to talk him into ditching his party and coming to this
having a 90th birthday celebration too.
Yeah,
that sounds like a lot of fun, and it's supposed to end at 6, but we'll
see
if it's turning into a birthday
party. If
he
comes, we'll go all night.
All right, there we go. Happy birthday, Don.
Great. Happy birthday, Don. Yeah, and I'm just going back to that tree. I imagine it's so fascinating to work with a being that is that ancient, this living thing that's seen so much.
It actually is unbelievable. It's like inside I have a redwood burrow that's like 10 feet across. And outside I have a post oak burrow that I just bought and had delivered from East Texas. It's a post oak tree.
Wow.
And it has a burrow on it that is literally like 9.5 feet in diameter.
Wow.
I mean, it's weighed 24,000 pounds and I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. I saw it on Facebook, and I said, I want it. So I bought it.
Are these trees that had fallen on already or were harvested?
Well, I assume not with the redwood. And I, as a matter of fact, I think that tree was probably cut down in the early 1900s.
Oh, wow. It's that old.
Well, it has to be because of its size. It's so big that I don't think they cut redwood trees that big. They don't cut old growth redwoods now. But boy, in the early 1900s, they went through them like a lawnmower. You know, I mean, they cut a lot of them. And I suspect this burrow was saved from that. It's intact.
Wow.
But it's old. It's an ancient tree.
Wow. Is there a concept you're playing with, working in that material?
Yes. The natural flow of growth is the concept. I mean, when you look at it, it's like looking at a sand bed in the bottom of a stream, you know, or it's like looking at ripples at the shoreline of an ocean or an eddy. You know, it's like looking at kind of what you would call the ripple of clouds in the sky of blowing. There's the rhymes, the rhythms, and the patterns of growth. Thank goodness the guy I got it from didn't know where to cut it up. He bought it to cut up. He was going to cut it up in little pieces and make coffee tables. You know, very valid stuff.
Right.
But I wouldn't cut that tree up at gunpoint. You know, and it is a beautiful thing in and of itself. But I did make something with it. I put flowers on top, and I did it's now a whole entire sculpture.
Cool.
That won't fit anywhere.
But people can see it, be the first to see it. Is it complete now, or is it still in progress?
It's complete, although it's disassembled.
Okay. Cool.
if people come, when they come, they'll see the burl. Mm. They'll see the half of it.
Yeah. Well, we are just about out of time, so I want to let people know the website is carbondaleclay.org, where you can find all this information. The bus tour is, again, Saturday, June 22nd. Departs at 1 p.m. from the Clay Center,
The Clay Center, yep.
And they'll have you home by 6, unless Don's celebrating his 90th. No promises then.
Yeah.
And then people can also go up at 4 p.m. to James Searle's studio and see it and experience this art, and that's now by donation.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Great summarization. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, thank you for doing this.
Thank you both for joining me on the radio. Fascinating to hear about your work, and really, we love the Clay Center. It's such an institution here in Carbondale. It's one of those nonprofits with so much history that's played a great role in the community and its development. So cool to see it moving into the future with a new building.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're really excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it used to be a lawnmower repair shop.
Really? No, I didn't know.
Well, that's true.
Okay. I knew it was a repair shop. I didn't know for what.
Yeah, small engines.
Small engines and lawnmowers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'd be remiss not to mention the Soperous Sun also has an event tonight starting at 5 p.m. if you want to go bake a personal pizza at the community oven behind the 3rd Street Center. We'll be hanging out there. You can bring toppings if you like or a side dish, but we'll have the dough. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great night. And stay tuned for the regional roundup coming up next.